This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 6th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton officially ruled out a third presidential run for the first time on camera in an exclusive interview on News 12 Westchester.
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. I want to be sure that people understand I'm going to keep speaking out. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in our country, the kinds of things that are happening right now, are deeply troubling to me.
Oddly enough, one of those things that trouble her is not the embrace by the Democratic Party of late-term abortion and even baby killing once the child is outside the womb should the baby girl survive a botched abortion. Ironically, Clinton told News 12's Tara Rosenblum that she delights in playing with her two grandchildren and looks forward to another one on the way. Sounds like Hillary is protective of her third grandchild's right to life in her daughter Chelsea's womb. Hypocrisy is alive and well in Chappaqua, New York. In Matthew 23:27-28, Jesus warns, "Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." And yesterday, the billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg announced that he will not run for president in 2020 either, reports CNBC. He said, quote, "I am clear-eyed about the difficulty of winning the Democratic nomination in such a crowded field," end quote. However, Bloomberg announced the launch of a new project, Beyond Carbon, that he described as a, quote, "grassroots effort to begin moving America as quickly as possible away from oil and gas and toward a 100% clean energy economy," end quote. Sadly, the Girl Scouts gave their highest honor, the Gold Award, to a high school student named Meghna Gopalan, who promoted the pro-abortion women's march and its affiliate in Tucson, Arizona, reports LifeNews.com. Christy Wolonski, co-editor of MyGirlScoutCouncil.com, has documented the Girl Scouts have a close relationship with the abortion industry, including Planned Parenthood. Former Girl Scout CEO Kathy Kloninger admitted to the relationship between the Girl Scouts and murder giant Planned Parenthood on NBC's Today Show.
Girl Scouts, as the largest voice for and advocate for girls across the country, know that girls grow up with very complex issues facing them. So we do, across the country, tackle the issues of human sexuality, and we partner with many organizations. We have relationships with our church communities, with YWCAs, and with Planned Parenthood organizations across the country to bring information-based sex education programs to girls.
Next time you have a chance to buy Girl Scout cookies, simply say no thank you, and perhaps the reason why. In some encouraging news, a final vote has approved House Bill 166 to ban aborting babies with Down syndrome in Utah, reports Christian Headlines. The Utah Senate voted 20-6 last Thursday, and the State House voted 54-15 earlier this month to approve the bill. LifeSite News reports, quote, "It has been estimated that 90% of babies in Great Britain to receive a Down syndrome diagnosis are aborted, 65% in Norway, virtually 100% in Iceland, and 95% in Spain," end quote. A fourth grader named Taylor Thornton has been confirmed among the 23 people killed by a series of massive tornadoes that struck Alabama on Sunday, reports FaithWire.com. School officials announced the tragic death in a Facebook post and also shared a GoFundMe campaign which successfully raised money to cover her funeral expenses. Taylor's uncle, James Thornton, told Reuters, quote, "She had a huge life at 10 years old. She had a footprint bigger than most people who are 70, 80, 90 years old," end quote. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones noted that dozens were still missing. Edward Graham, the son of Franklin Graham, is pleading for Christians to invest a day or a week volunteering to help the victims of the Alabama tornadoes. You can register to volunteer in Alabama through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Costi Hinn, nephew of televangelist Benny Hinn, has released a new book entitled God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. Costi's uncle, Benny, who was born into a Christian family in Israel, is frequently accused of being a fraud and criticized for living extravagantly, all while leading a ministry that rakes in more than $100 million annually. Costi, who worked alongside Benny for years before finally rejecting the prosperity gospel, is now the pastor at the Mission Bible Church in Orange County, California. His book rejects the notion that believers have a right to the blessings of health and wealth, which they can obtain through positive confessions of faith and the so-called sowing of seeds through the faithful payments of tithes and offerings. According to the Christian Post, 100% of the proceeds from the book will be used to provide theological training for those who've been exploited by the controversial teaching. 2 Timothy 4, 1-3 says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." And finally, an opportunity for you to pray and to be a financial blessing. Christian newlywed Annie Peterson, who suffered from a diabetic coma on February 3rd, was life-flighted to the University of Kentucky Hospital. By the next day, she had endured 5 IV ports, 15 different fluids, and her doctors removed the breathing tube. Peterson ended up back in the ICU on February 11th due to her kidney instability, a severely elevated blood sugar level of well over 500, as well as battling pneumonia and a cold. Because Kevin and Annie did not have insurance, they now face $250,000 of mounting medical bills. If you'd like to help them through a special designated GoFundMe.com page, you can find the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Please pray that God would fully heal Annie Peterson. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.